Oh, crap.
Shoot. Throw another one that big on Scorbane.
Okay.
Whoop. Oh. Nope. That was right on the chin.
Yeah.
I love these things, though.
They're good.
So good.
Yeah.
Now, throw one more.
Okay.
Man.
Dang it.
You gotta aim your... You gotta change your trajectory. Yeah. That big on school, Bane. You gotta aim higher a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it'll fall right down into my mouth. Throw one more. Right. Throw one more.
All right.
Oh, right now.
Yeah.
Right in my mouth.
Yeah. That's what the rats say.
That was a good one.
I can't wait to get dirty. Real dirty, baby. No holds barred with Bill being a show. Wanna get filthy right now.
Welcome to No Holds Barred with Bill Benis, where I am the host, Bill Benis. I'm an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. And joining me, as always, is my co-host, my tag team partner, mi amigo, Big in the Score Bane. Big in the Score Bane, how you doing today?
Not too bad, Bill. Doing all right, I think.
Yeah, I know you're not doing too bad. You want to tell the people why you're not doing too bad there, Big in the Score Bane? You want to go ahead and set that record straight? Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, fine. So basically, last week I got really upset with you because, you know, you said that you got your new iPhone from the ad money from Outsiders Beard Co.
Sure.
But, you know, I got really upset thinking that you stole money because that would have effectively put me in the hole.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I checked my bank account and no money had been taken out. So when I asked you about it, you sent back LOL.
I did. That happened. LOL.
I don't know what happened there. I don't know if maybe, you know, I legitimately don't know. I mean, I actually probably need to look at that contract a little bit more closely.
You can look at it.
Because I have no idea why it didn't get taken out, considering it said that I would be charged $600 per ad that was played.
Sure. It's basically simple. I mean,
it still begs the question though. Like, how did you pay for the iPhone? Because I know this is basically your only job.
Well, I'll tell you, but first, I mean, the cause is pretty simple. That Big on a Skull Bane. It's at the advertisee's discretion. So,
okay.
Basically I know that you haven't made any sales.
Right.
You have explicitly told me like, hey, you know, I'll give you the kickback whenever. I mean, this is just a basic contract. I sent it out to Pete's Ravioli and Wrestle Shack. I also sent it out to Pandemonium's Wild Ride. Okay. So the thing is it's at my discretion. So basically, I knew you hadn't made any sales yet.
Right.
So I wasn't going to take money from you, knowing you didn't have any sales.
Well, I appreciate it.
But Pete's Ravioli and Russell Shack, I don't give a hoot about him. You know, who the heck is Pete? You know what I mean? That's a global corporation. I don't care. You know, I'll take the money from them. And Pandemonium, he owes me at least $2,000 anyway from the Global Wrestling Extreme Day. So I honestly don't give a hoot. So I'll take money from them all day long. But I just thought I'd have a little fun with you. Okay. You know, and sure, did it get out of hand? Sure. Were you upset? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing about it is, here, Big in the Skull Bane, is I wouldn't do that to you. We're pals. You know, we're pals. There, Big in the Skull Bane, and just to know, let you know that no hard feelings. I don't want you to think that I'd actually be stealing from you or nothing like that. I got you a little gift.
You got me a gift.
Got you a little gift there, Big in the Skull Bane. Why don't you go ahead and open that?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, go ahead and open it. Rip it open. This is
really nice move of you, man. I mean, I wasn't expecting this. I thought, you know, it was just gonna be a little joke or whatever, and then we move past
it.
Come on,
Ned, Big in the Skull Bane. You should know me better than that.
You got me a T-shirt.
Oh yeah, you're gonna love it.
Okay, so you got me the Roots of Bill, 18-year veteran, no holds barred with Bill Benis t-shirt.
That's right. That's right. The no holds barred.
Thank you.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead and try it on for me for
right
the show?
Now?
Yeah, for right now. Go ahead. Try it on.
You want me to?
Shoot, yeah. Go ahead and try it on.
Why don't I just wait till the break?
Nah, well, we're not even close to the break, though. We still got some time. Go ahead and try it on.
Well, I guess let me just take my headphones off then.
Shoot, yeah. Try that bad boy on.
I feel like we could have waited till the break to do that.
I mean, we could have, but, you know, why not? Why not let the people know how good the t-shirt is right now? Either.
Okay.
Looking good. It's looking good on you, that big in the skull pain.
It's a little snug.
You'll grow into it.
Did you get me a large?
Yeah, I got you a large. You're a large guy. I got you a large for a large guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I normally wear an extra large, so it's a little snug on me. But I mean,
if you don't like it, bang.
Yeah, it's fine. No, it's fine. No, it's okay. I appreciate it, Bill. Thank you. Yeah, for the shirt.
You're welcome. You know, I just thought, you know, hey, smooth things over. You know, I'm all about smoothing things over.
Sure.
You know, I don't like any rough patches. You know, I like things to be smooth.
Yeah.
Like the backside of a potato. You know what I'm talking about, that big on a scorpion?
Not exactly.
You know what I'm talking about. No. Hey, we got a lot of stuff we got to talk about today. Speaking of talking, this is a podcast.
Sure.
A pro wrestling podcast, as it were. So we got a lot of stuff we got to talk about today, okay, that big on the skull, Bane? You ready to dive into it?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Today, we're going to talk about the greatest return in Global Wrestling Extreme history.
Uh-oh.
All right, that big on the skull, Bane?
Yeah.
I'm talking about when I injured myself in Global Wrestling Extreme, back in catering, a plastic fork, right to the wrist.
Oof.
It hurt like a son of a gun.
Yeah, I bet.
And I was out of action for at least 2 weeks.
2 weeks? You were out of action for that?
You could say what you want, but the doctor said I should probably take it easy for about 3. And I said, you shut your face.
Okay.
Nobody puts Bill on the sidelines except for Bill Benis, okay?
Okay.
And Bill Benis don't play the sidelines. He's right there. He's right there. Ready to walk the aisle, okay, and throw the ball down the lanes. You understand me? That big in the score, Bane? Score a touchdown, hit a strike.
No, I don't.
Understand. And then a home run, while I'm eating turkey.
I don't understand.
Hitting turkeys.
I don't understand at all.
With a baseball bat. Yeah. That's what I do. That's what Bill Benis is all about. You understand me? That big in the score. I'm still learning the game of bowling a little bit.
Okay.
I'm really good. But I'm still learning.
Because I don't
get it. There's a lot of terminology I'm still trying to figure out.
Okay.
I've been at it for years.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just some of it. You know how it is. You know, you've been playing baseball for a while. So you get it.
I don't play baseball, Bill.
You don't play baseball?
Nope.
I thought you did.
Nope. Not me.
Weird. Anyway. So the greatest return, okay? I was out of action for 2 weeks. Everybody was clamoring for Bill Benis to make his great return. And all of a sudden, you hear the music of My Heart Will Go On. And then the crowd goes wild. Big on the skull, Bang, do a crowd noise for me. Like, ah, do that,
you,
do that.
You want me to do a crowd noise?
Like right now.
Okay.
And then I step out of the ring, and I raise my hands, and everybody starts clapping for Bill Benis. And then I make my way down to the ring where Ricky the Roper X and his cowboy crew of henchmen were going all over Pyro, just whipping them down. And I tell you what, I went up there and I just put the whooping on all Ricky the Roper X. And I was putting the whooping on. Are you kidding me? Hey, you what? Stop. Stop right there. Kevin.
Oh, God.
No, you stop right there.
You shouldn't have came, dude.
You're not going anywhere.
You should have. Yeah.
Except to get me some food. You stop. Bang, tell him stop. Stop, Kevin. Hey.
I told you not to show up.
You don't go
right
anywhere.
Now, man.
I got a skull pain and I are hungry. and you're going to go get us some food. And then when you go get us some food, you're going to come back. And then I'm going to tell you all about the business. The business of you doing whatever I tell you to do. All right? You're going to go down to my bait. What do you want?
Mama Mariana's is fine.
You're going to go down to Mama Mariana's. Okay? And I want some fettuccine. You'll get me the fettuccine. They're going to skull bang. What do you want from Mama Mariana's?
Lasagna.
He wants lasagna. You're going to get him some lasagna and you'll get me the fettuccine. And I want the cheesy bread. Shoot. They don't have the cheesy bread anymore. They're going to skull bang.
Yeah, they got rid of it.
The regular garlic bread's fine. But you go get it and you bring it back. And when you bring it back, I'm telling you the business. Get on. Go. Go get the food. You're going to come back to the studio when we're here? When we're here?
Yeah.
You're going to go get us some food.
I tried to tell you to come later.
All right, Big in the Skull Band, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have some food, and then I'm going to tell Kevin all about it. Hot diggity dog.
Okay.
Let's take a break. Welcome back to the show, and first off, I am full. They're bigger than a skull bane.
Yeah.
It cost an extra $50 to keep the studio for another half hour while we ate.
Yeah.
But it was well worth it. Kevin. No, don't come in here. No, you're not coming in here.
Welcome back,
here's
Kevin.
The thing, okay? You've been ducking me. You've been ducking this show. You're in the contract, pal. Okay? You understand what a contract is? Okay? That means you're stuck. That means you're in it. You know, you didn't just step in it. You stepped in it and stayed in it. Okay? Here's the thing.
Just sit back.
Here's the rub.
Have this.
I've really missed you, man.
What?
I'm sorry that I've been so mean and I've been so rude. This season has been the worst without you, man.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I thought last season sucked with you here. But this season has been worse. Bigger than Skull Bane is just terrible without you.
Shut up. What?
Kevin, please don't ever leave again, man. Please don't ever leave again. Because this is just... Here's what happened. I went on a date. It didn't go well. Bigger than Skull Bane gave me terrible advice about the date.
I did not.
And it was just awful. It didn't go well there, Kevin. And then after that, Bigger than Skull Bane broke my phone. Brian Breaker came here, he slapped me in the face, and then, you know, I accidentally poisoned the studio for a week with an April Fool's gag. These are the things that you normally filter out, and I'm just now realizing how important you are to this show there, Kevin. And I just wanted to say, I'm sorry, okay? I'll do better from here on out. Okay, I won't yell at you anymore. I won't be so mean. I might yell at you a little bit.
Probably will.
Just a little bit. Is that okay? Just a little bit.
He probably will.
Okay, but I won't be as mean about it. Okay, I won't be as hateful about it. As long as you just promise to show up, just show up. That's all I'm asking you to do is just show up. You know, if you could just be here to get the food to filter out the Brian Breakers whenever he comes over here. Make sure he knows not to sucker punch me anymore, you know. Make sure I don't poison a Bigger Than Skull Bane and myself.
Again,
you
stinky.
Know, if you could just be here to make sure these things don't happen, then we'll be good. Then we'll be good, right, Bigger Than Skull Bane? We'll be good.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
We'll be good.
We'll be fine, Kevin.
We'll be good.
It'll be fine.
I'll be good.
We'll be fine.
I'll be good.
It's fine.
Just I'll be good.
It's fine.
Okay. We got that settled. You're sticking around?
Come on. It's fine, Kevin. It's okay.
No, you can't come in here. You can't come in here.
Yeah, just stay out there.
There's only two mics.
Yeah. But it's fine.
I just want to make sure we're good. Okay, he's nodding his head. We're good.
No, we're fine.
We're okay. Okay, well, that's settled then. Party people and a podcast on that. That's settled. Kevin's back.
Yeah.
Let's give a round of applause for Kevin. Hey.
Right.
You better clap.
What?
Picking a skull pain, you better clap.
All right. I was
for Kevin.
Trying to take a drink, man.
Yeah. All right. Hey, this is just, I'll tell you what. I feel like a weight's been lifted off my shoulder. You and I are on better terms than Big in the Skull Bane. Kevin's back. I got the chance to apologize to Kevin and let him know, you know, I just need you here. That's it. I just need you here.
Yeah.
You know, this is like the Three Amigos. If there was ever a movie about three guys, it would be called The Three Amigos, and it would star us three. I tell you what, we'd make millions. We'd make millions.
Already a movie.
You know,
Three Amigos.
You got the strong, silent type in Bill Venus. You got the comedy relief in Big in the Skull Bane, and then you got the muscle in Kevin. You know, I tell you what, that Big in the Skull Bane, we would have ourselves a hit, a dadgum hit. You know anybody in the movie business that Big in the?
I do not.
No.
No.
Okay. Well, hey. So, before I was so rudely interrupted by Kevin, no, I'm just kidding. Hey, don't go. I'm just kidding. Before the break, I was talking about, you know, my epic return to pro wrestling after my terrible injury in the arena, in the world of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I came back. Not only did I win my second title, that's after I won my third title, too. Yeah, my third title. Then my fourth title. I mean, it led up to this cataclysmic event of me being the top dog of the world of professional wrestling, they're Big in the Skull Bane.
Wow.
It just led to this series of events that nobody could stop the real deal Bill Venus. And if they tried, they'd be met with my left and right fist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You want the names again that Big in the Skull Bane? Huh?
Sure.
Oscar Applebaum and John Carrington. They'll come at you.
Yeah.
And
that's
what I said to anybody.
I bet you
anybody out there in the pro wrestling world. If they wanted a piece of old Bill Venus, here I was. And here I am. So I'm still the toughest guy. Still the dadgum. Toughest guy in the dadgum rope.
Yeah.
Okay?
I bet. I'm not questioning.
Nobody stops Bill Venus.
Right.
Not on my watch. Hey. We gotta wrap it up here, Big in the Skull Bane. I just wanted to wrap that story up before we I didn't want the people out there listening thinking, "Shoot, he never finished his story." Well, now the story's finished.
Right.
So that's it. I'm just the greatest professional wrestler in the world. I'm really humble about it. Don't worry. I'm not in your face about how great I am. But I'm pretty damn great. I think you could almost say that I am the greatest of all time.
No.
You know?
No.
Maybe, you know, if we, you know, we did that thing with the April Fool's, that games where we called it the AFCOCAC.
AFCOCAC.
AFCOCAC?
AFCOCAC.
AFCOCAC.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep.
I think we could probably do that with the greatest of all time. What if we condensed that and just did GOAT?
Yeah.
GOAT. Yeah. I like the sound of that. You guys can just call me the GOAT. The real deal. Bill Venus. I just created that on the spot.
No, that's a thing already.
But here's the thing, that Big in the Skull Bane. We do got to wrap it up.
Okay.
Kevin, thank you for coming back. I according to Bane, this was by accident. You thought we were gone. But thank you for coming back. I appreciate it. Hopefully, I will see you next week. I better see you next week. Because here's the thing, though, Big in the Skull Bane and Kevin. Yeah. If you don't show up next week, I am going to be forced to press charges because you'll be in breach of contract. So I want that to be known. I won't be as mean to you, okay? I won't be as rude. I won't be as hateful, but you'll be in breach of contract. So I'll see you next week there, Kevin. Pal.
Welcome back, Kev.
And hey, if you ever need somebody to do the conspiracy YouTube show with you, you know, Big in the Skull Bane's right here. He'll be glad to do it.
No.
Big in the Skull Bane, you got a little queued up over there?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and hit that thing. Let's get out of here.
All right.
I need to take my nap.
Okay. Here it is.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in to another fantastic edition of No Holds Barred. Bill Venus. I'm the host, Bill Venus, an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. And thank you to Kevin for finally showing his face around here. Because I was getting too hungry for words. Big in the Skull Bane was getting cranky because he's a little cranky pants when he doesn't get his afternoon snack.
That's not true.
That's
not true.
Whatever. Hey, you little scamp. Go ahead and say bye to the people.
Yeah, bye, people.
All right. We will see you guys next time for another fantastic edition of No Holds Barred with Bill Venis. Till then, I'll see you down the road. Hey, everybody. Bill Venis here. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And before you go, why don't you head on over to the podcasting stand and give us a nice little 5-star review and maybe even a little 5-star comment too. You know, let us know how much you love the show, why you love it so much, and why I'm your favorite professional wrestler of all time. I think that would be great. And then after that, you go to noholdsbarred.redbubble.com and you get yourself some t-shirts. You get yourself some merchandise. You get yourself some No Holds Barred Bill Venis 18-year veteran stuff, because we got it over there at noholdsbarred.redbubble.com. We got the real deal fisticuffs that you can get. We got the Bionic Backhand t-shirt. We even got the Roots of Bill shirt over there on the Redbubbles. So, noholdsbarred.redbubble.com. Get yourself some gear. 5-star review on the old podcasting stand. So, thank you so much. See you next time.